Sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just past 3 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Gym class coming your way right here on KGYM. Game 7 of the Fall Classic coming up tonight. We'll talk about that, preview it, talk about Game 6 from Dodger Stadium last night. Also, we're going to talk West Virginia football. Chris Anderson, 24/7 Sports for West Virginia. It covers the Mountaineers. We will talk with him. Also coming up on the show, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football questions for the upcoming weekend. Should you start Brock Osweiler? That's the big question of the weekend, I predict. All that and more coming up. It is a gym class right here on KGYM. A pleasant good afternoon, a good Wednesday to you. A chilly day again as we welcome in and usher in the month of November here in Eastern Iowa. Scott Unesh alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today across the glass. And we may put, finally, the Brian Ferentz saga to bed a little bit. Finally got a resolution. As far as the University of Iowa and talking about that is concerned, we'll hit that. Game 7 of the World Series coming up tonight. And we'll also talk with Chris Anderson. And we'll talk with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. It is the Wednesday edition of the program. Thank you very much for joining us. 1600 AM, the main gym. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Here today on a overcast, raw Wednesday out there. Happy November. Did you make it through Halloween last night? Any trick-or-treaters, Mark?
Yeah, maybe 3 dozen, something like that.
What'd you give out last night?
It was an assortment of everything from Junior Mints to Nestle's Crunch Bars to Butterfinger, Dots. Just an assortment of things. I offered each of the kids some small, some rather large, you know. There's some taller kids out there trick-or-treating, but each gave them a couple, three, and sent them on their way. And kids were polite, which I liked.
Very nice.
I asked one of the older kids, said trick-or-treat, and I said, trick. And he looked at me and he said, treat.
So he was thinking.
I didn't press it.
One ahead of you.
Good night. Yeah, it's bowling weather out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We'll have a preview of a big night of bowling night in America coming up in a little bit. I think only a couple, but we usually just get about two or three.
Mm.
So, you know, right on the average, the American average out there. But hopefully everybody made it through Halloween last night around Eastern Iowa and around Cedar Rapids in Iowa City and had a good time doing so. We're going to talk West Virginia football coming up with Chris Anderson. And we'll also talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Do we have resolution now, Mark? Do we have a big bow tie now on the whole Brian Ferentz saga from last Saturday as both Gary Barta and Brian Ferentz came out with statements today? Is this done?
I would guess it is pretty much done. It's a resolution that Iowa, on its terms, has drawn. There were statements from Gary Barta and Brian Ferentz today. Barta saying the discussion has been had with Brian Ferentz. He understands the errors of his ways from last Saturday. And discussions have been complete and the matter has been handled. Now, because of various, employee confidentiality issue, you know, you can't really come out and say that Brian was had a letter of probation or whatever it was. But Brian Ferentz then issued a statement that he apologized for the incident and understands the ramifications and realizes he can't act that way in the future. And I think from Iowa's standpoint, they wanted to put it on the back burner and be done with it.
nothing coming out of the Big Ten office about a fine. Certainly nothing coming out about a suspension or anything like that. So I would agree with you. I think this thing has been put to bed for the most part, unless it happens again. Brian Farron said he sent a letter of apology to the replay official. And he also echoed Gary Barta's sentiments that this will never happen again. And if it does happen again, whether it be this year or down the road, I think you'll certainly see the punishment grow as far as this incident or future incidents are concerned. But he had to go in front of the carpet with both Dad and with Gary Barta. So I can't imagine that was a very pleasant experience there for Brian Ferentz at that time. So,
nor should it have been.
No. And I imagine he was probably happy to meet with Gary Barta after meeting with Dad. This was not boss. This was Dad he was meeting with. And I don't think that probably went very, very well out there. So perhaps that is in the rearview mirror. We shall see how that all plays out. Your thoughts? Is it in the rearview mirror? 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. You can find them on the Ped Mall down in Iowa City. Thank you very much to Hertina Stocker Jewelers for helping us out here on KGYM. Front and center tonight is Game 7 of the World Series as the Dodgers and the Astros will go at it. Second straight year we've had a Game 7. And man, oh man, I don't know what they can do for an encore. We've had a lot of great series and some Game 7 stinkers over the years. Don't think that's going to be the case tonight. I fully anticipate a long, arduous 5-hour-plus game tonight with a lot of overmanaging myself. I think the Dodgers are going to win this thing tonight. I said last night I thought the Astros needed to win Game 6. If they didn't, I'm throwing all my chips on the side of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Is that what you are doing as well?
Well, historically speaking, that's been the case. In circumstances that have been the same as the Dodgers, down 3-2, going home, winning Game 6, that home team has won 14 out of the last 16 times since 1985. Just historically speaking, it would favor the Dodgers. And Yu Darvish going tonight, and is it Lance McCullers? Is he on the hill for the Astros? And casts of thousands, probably, or at least dozens. Should either of the two get in trouble?
Well, looking back last night, game number 6, and I told you this earlier on, told a couple of people this earlier on as well, I really thought the Astros had to keep Verlander out there for as long as they could with the way the bullpen has pitched throughout this series and with that bullpen taxed even going into last night's game. I thought they needed Verlander to be out there more. I understand, but I don't understand why they pulled Verlander in the seventh inning, top of the seventh inning. There was a man on, pitcher spot coming up. Verlander bunted in game number 1. At that point, it was a 2-1 game. And it goes with your baseball thinking. Do you want to play for a 2-run inning, a bigger inning than that, or do you want to play just to get it tied? I've always been under the auspices that if you are on the road, you want to get a tie. You want to prolong the game as much as you can. Maybe you'll get 2 runs when you're playing for 1 run. You execute a sacrifice bunt, put a guy on second with Springer coming up and with Bregman coming up and possibly Altuve coming up. I think you got a pretty good chance to get that run home out there, and you keep Verlander in the game. And what happens? They take Verlander out. Don't score, bullpen gives up a run, and that was pretty much the end of the story.
Yeah, you and I are talking about this earlier today. Earlier in the game, the Dodgers had first and second, nobody out. And not only with first and second, I thought with the runner on first, I don't remember who was up. Was it Taylor?
One situation, I believe, was Chris Taylor.
That I really thought bunt was in order. I even exchanged texts with Cal Eldred, and he thought, at least with first and second, nobody out, that called for a bunt. But you know what? It worked out for the Dodgers.
Yes, it did.
And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And when it does, it makes the manager look brilliant. But, you know, over the years, I mean, first and second, nobody out, and you're trailing, you got to lay the ball down.
319-366-1600.
Again, it worked out for the Dodgers.
So. Yes, and is the era, I mean, you and I played, we wouldn't even thought about it. That's a bunt. That's a bunt situation. You only see bunts basically now in extra innings when you want to move the leadoff man over when he gets on base. That's about the only time. And then usually, more than half the time, no one can get a bunt down, mm-hmm. and then you're stuck in that situation. But maybe we're of thinking of a different era, perhaps, Mark. But maybe we'll see some bunts tonight. Maybe we'll see actually a stolen base tonight. Besides Cameron Maybin's.
Well, yeah, and it was what I'm referring to is the middle of the sixth inning when Barnes got on with a single and Utley was hit by a pitch. Instead of Taylor, laying the ball down, he had a 1-2 count on him, and he ended up doubling to right, which
was
scored
a great
Barnes.
Pitch and just happened to go where somebody wasn't.
Yeah. And then Seager followed with a sacrifice fly. So, again, it worked out. A couple runs for the Dodgers. But I don't know what's conventional anymore. I really don't. I don't know what's conventional.
You play for the big inning now. Swings that with two strikes, they're going for the fences. Pitchers are throwing as hard as they can. Batters are swinging as hard as they can. I think that's modern-day baseball. And I think we have to adjust to it out here. 319-366-1600. I think that's the bottom line as far as the new era of baseball is concerned, I guess. But I hope fans love it.
319-366-1600. Kyle Mann, our producer, on the other side of the glass to take your call. That's also our text line, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line.
Are we curmudgeons?
86-50. The turning point in the series was Rich Hill getting out of the bases loaded, no out jam in the fourth inning
night. That was ideal. Very much so. Very, very much so. I thought the Dodgers might have been sunk at that point.
Cage and Troy, too many players swing for the fence. I found that odd from Troy. Because chicks love the long ball, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Troy.
Chicks love the long ball. I like that. Who's going to win tonight? Well, like I said, I fully expect this one to be a long, arduous process tonight. Hopefully, it will be a good game.
It's been a terrific series.
We deserve really a good game 7.
Couple extra inning games in that 13-12, game 5, 7-6, and what, game 2, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And really some ups and downs on both sides, and you're talking about a most valuable player. It's just, I know it depends on, who wins the ball game tonight. But there's been so many key moments and key plays. So it's going to be fascinating.
It will be, and we'll have it for you in all three of our frequencies coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3.
Gage and Troy, I'm not going to touch that, Dukes. I'm glad you aren't, Troy.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Wes, it's 71-43 again. I want to see 600-foot home runs and 110-mile-an-hour pitches.
Maybe that's just we have to adjust.
Could be. 0-1.
But is that analytics baseball, Mark?
Well, it's certainly one philosophy over another.
The other thing is you're seeing so many shifts now.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like every left-handed batter, you see three infielders on the right side. And then I love it when the batter hangs back a little bit and just hits a ground ball to the shortstop and it goes right through in the left field. Why don't more people do that?
I know. Ryan and Walford, which player do you think has made themselves a lot of money this postseason? Kind of like Beltran back in 05, was it? Taylor comes to mind. That guy can hit.
George Springer, too.
Hmm.
I think America has come to know George Springer as far as the series is concerned. Pretty good chance that
Bregman's going to get paid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pretty good chance. Who's going to be MVPs of these
teams? That's what I'm saying. You don't. I don't know.
What, depending on who wins tonight, obviously. But, I mean, Taylor can make a play to be right up there. Certainly Springer.
Altuve.
Altuve has been terrific so far for the Houston Astros.
Kenley guys had 7 postseason home runs.
5-6. I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. Hey, thanks for the tip there, Bob Nightingale, yesterday, as he said, tweeted out during our show that he talked to Dave Roberts and Kenley Jansen will not be going 2 innings tonight. So what happens? Kenley Jansen goes 2 innings tonight. Last night, I should say. Everybody is available tonight for the most part for both teams. Now, yes, Rich Hill's not going to pitch. Verlander's not going to pitch.
Verlander said he might be available.
Yeah, that'd be dumb. That would be. He wouldn't be helping his team out, I don't think, if he did that. But you don't have to pitch again until February.
Yeah, that's true.
But your arm might fall off by that time, but, you know, whatever the case may be.
Emo's Hideaway poll question today, KGYMRadio.com, is a very simple one, straightforward answer. Which team will win tonight's deciding Game 7 of the World Series? Will be the Dodgers or the Astros? You can access that question at KGYMRadio.com. Please visit Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Koozie up your Dr. Pepper at the next big game or tailgate party. Crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper from your prize pack, courtesy of Mark and I here in the gym class. 24-pack of regular or dye Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper t-shirt, plus some swag. And we will have that available for you coming up in a little bit. Maybe you can open one up as you get ready for Iowa State, West Virginia coming up on Saturday. Chris Anderson, who covers the Mountaineers for 24/7 Sports, going to join us coming up next here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Begin the countdown to the 2018 Corridor Classic Tour de Cure Friday from 11 to 2 at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, 15 minutes south of Iowa City, or go to diabetes.org/corridorclassic.
The Ford year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 cash back across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars and SUVs. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on F-150. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Great to have you back at 3:22 here on the Wednesday edition of the gym class on KGYM. We'll get you a Bowling Night in America preview for tonight. We try to bounce back. Every time we get close, boom, we drop. We got to get back into it. So we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Chris Liss of rotowire.com will also join us. And tomorrow, Paul Keels, play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, joins us. Gary Dolphin, play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, join us coming up tomorrow. That should be interesting. and entertaining. So that will be coming up in the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Right now, we're going to talk with Chris Anderson, covers the West Virginia Mountaineers for 24/7 Sports, Iowa State, and man alive, the season of great expectations, great hopes, great everything continuing for the Cyclones as they were included in last night's first playoff poll. That was released at about 6 o'clock last night. Iowa State goes to Morgantown to take on West Virginia Saturday. We'll have it at 12:30 for you on 1600 AM with a 2:35 kickoff. And Chris Anderson joining us to talk about the game from the Mountaineer perspective on things. And Chris, how's everything in West Virginia today?
Finally warming up after a pretty cold couple of days. How about yourself?
Well, we'd like to have some warm weather here. What's the forecast look like for Saturday?
Should be some nice weather. I think last I saw was 60s and then kind of cloudy, but no rain at least I saw.
You know, this team doesn't have any problem scoring points, but it does have a problem keeping points off the board. What's the problem on defense?
Well, just a lot of youth, a lot of inexperience. The Mountaineers lost all three of their starters from on the defensive line from last year's team, and in their place are two sophomores and a true freshman that arrived in the summer. So that's, you got the problems that start right there, and really everything else after that is playing catch up, but it gets even worse at cornerback, where four of the top five from the depth chart last year are gone. And there's a new first year rookie cornerbacks coach with the team as well. So it's just not a lot of experience, a lot of new pieces trying to mesh together, and so far it hasn't gone well.
And a very good receiving core coming in, and a hot receiving core led by a bunch of 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", wide receivers coming in for Iowa State on Saturday.
Yeah, David Sills leads the way. He's been the talk of the season. He leads the team in yards with 781, but the 15 touchdowns are really what's eye-popping. He is a true red zone threat for West Virginia. He can fool you with his speed, with the deep ball as well. He's caught several of those. And then there's Gary Jennings, who's not far behind him, leads the team in catches with 62. He hasn't found the end zone but once, but he is a frequent target for Will Grier.
We'll talk about Will Grier a little bit. He's put together a really nice year. Didn't have a great game against Okie State last Saturday with the interceptions, but 28 touchdowns to only 9 picks. And 64% completion percentage so far. He's been terrific for the Mountaineers.
Yeah, he is one of those quarterbacks that, you know, scouts, coaches look at, and right off the bat you can tell that he's got the size, he's got the poise. He can make every throw on the field. Sometimes that's a bit of a detriment because he knows he can make the throws, and he tries to make them when he probably shouldn't, which is part of the issue that happened this past weekend. But he's an intelligent player. He's a coach's son. He's really got everything you think about when you try to make the perfect quarterback. And sometimes it gels wonderfully. Sometimes things go a little south, just like they did Saturday. But for the most part this season, he's been one of those guys that if the rest of the team were a little better, a little more experienced, he might be in the Heisman talk.
After that loss to West Virginia, Chris, or to Oklahoma State, Chris, Dana Holgorsen, the head coach, seemed to take issue with the attitude and effort of this team. Can you expand on that?
Well, he kind of went into really, he focused mostly in the trenches. Obviously, I mentioned just a minute ago the youth on the defensive line, and that's been an issue. And, you know, I don't know how much of that was effort as just, you know, quite honestly, they're just freshmen. They're 18-year-old kids, 18, 19-year-old kids. But the offensive line, I think, is what he's most disappointed in just because there is so much talent. The two tackles, one of them, Yadni Kajus, they consider one of the best tackles they've had in years and has just not quite lived up to that so far this season. Colton McKivitz ranked up as one of the top tackles by Pro Football Focus through the first 6-7 games of the season and then struggled this year. Then they got a potential NFL draft pick and Kyle Bosch on the interior, and he struggled. So he really got on the offensive line, and he tried to say that he wasn't solely putting the blame on them, but he was putting the blame on them just because they got beat up. The run game, there was no run blocking. Will Greer was getting pressed nonstop, and the offensive line just had a horrible day.
Are you surprised, Chris, that West Virginia is about a three-point favorite in this game, or does that not surprise you?
A little bit. I thought they might give Iowa State a couple points. I figured it would be pretty close with it being at home. But, you know, just the way Iowa State's playing, I'm not sure how, you know, you don't consider them at least even, if not a slight favorite heading into this game.
How has Iowa State's success been received out there, Chris?
Well, a lot of them are asking, you know, a lot of fans are asking, how did Iowa State do it? Because the big thing when you look at the rest of the Big 12, West Virginia fans, for the most part, have come to understand that WVU is not going to recruit like Texas or Oklahoma. So they know they have to find the gems. They have to get a couple key transfers. They have to build depth and build experience within their program. And they see Iowa State doing that. And not only have they done that, but they've done that with a staff only in their second year. And I know a lot of these guys were around before Matt Campbell and company got there, but fans are saying, look how quickly, how well this coaching staff, this program has done that, and we have to get back to doing that again too.
Well, just another a team in a very, very loaded Big 12 that seems to, at least for now, have things pointing in the right direction. So, you know, what was already a very tough conference week in and week out with the round robin, it got even a little bit harder now for each team.
Yeah, I think after the Oklahoma State loss, a lot of panic among the fan base, but Dano touched on it. I expounded on it a little bit. West Virginia is 5-3 with three losses to teams that are ranked in the top 15 of the college football playoffs. And two of those were, they were driving in the final seconds with a chance to tie the game or take the lead. And so I think it's a situation where WVU is a tail end of the top 25, maybe 25 to 30 range team in the country this year. And they're just playing better teams. And it's just not, they're not catching that break that's going to let them steal that one win or steal a couple wins. And so fans are getting a little upset. And, you know, like you said, it's not going to get any easier. Iowa State comes to town ranked in the top 15, and there's still Oklahoma to come.
Iowa State has played excellent defense, as you know, Chris, the last couple, three games against some very good teams. I would imagine West Virginia would prefer a shootout situation, right?
I would think so. Dana mentioned just he started running through the position groups for Iowa State, and at each level he was impressed with everything they had on the defensive line, big thick bodies, experience in the second and third levels. And he said that he felt like where they were confusing teams or was how they were putting three on the line and dropping eight in the coverage. Which, you know, West Virginia has a three man front, but they often bring blitzes and bring four or five or six guys at the quarterback, and so do a lot of the other teams in the league. But the stance that Iowa State's taking of, we're going to drop back and cover, you try to beat us, and it's working.
And Iowa State's getting some pressure on the quarterbacks even with three rushing three. Yeah. Might not be quite as easy with that offensive line like you mentioned, especially after Dana Holgorsen maybe challenged them a little bit this week.
Well, yeah, he said this. You know, there's always this kind of talk, coach speak at various points of the year after tough losses. But he said that, it kind of sounds like this is more serious than just regular coach speak when he says that they're just going to go out there and they're going to play, they're going to practice, they're going to change the attitude. He's going to change his approach. He's going to change the practices approach. And he's had a meeting with the rest of the coaching staff to detail what he expects from each position group going forward.
Your fans aren't ready to bring on basketball season yet, right?
Yeah. The fans are a little excitable right now. I think a lot of the time over the past couple of years when West Virginia's faltered, the saying for the pro Dana guys has been wait till he gets a quarterback. Because let's be honest, Skylar Howard was good. He tried hard. He did well. He was one of those winners grit guys, but he wasn't a true, you know, drop back, swinging all around quarterback. And now they got it in Will Greer, but now they're missing a dozen other pieces, and even Greer's ability can make up for that. So it's, you know, fans are now upset about that. Hey, they got the quarterback, but they're still not winning.
Yeah. Dana Holgorsen's all right, though, isn't he, in Morgantown right now? There's the seat's not getting warm, is it?
No, he just got an extension after last year's 10-3 campaign, so I don't see anything changing anytime soon. I think most of the people close to the program realize that, hey, it's 5-3 with three losses to top 15 teams, and, you know, we got some talent coming back, got a good recruiting class. No need to panic.
Yeah, I'd say so. And what do you foresee on Saturday? Myself, anyway, I think the higher the scoring game, better shot West Virginia has. Maybe a lower scoring game, I think it maybe favors Iowa State. But what do you think about it?
I agree wholeheartedly with that. I think I do think Iowa State's going to still try to drop back and force Will Greer to pick him apart. And I think you're going to be able to tell pretty early, because if Greer is on his game, then they might force Iowa State into something different on defense, which could then make them uncomfortable. But West Virginia just has to stop making mistakes. They've turned the ball over too many times, stupid penalties at bad times. And Iowa State doesn't seem to be making those issues. So I see a pretty close game somewhere in the 20s, somewhere in between on the scoring.
Yeah. And special teams, West Virginia got a block last week. So they've always had good special teams, though, under Dana Holgorsen.
Well, they've had a little bit of struggles the last couple of years, but, you know, they've had a Lou Groza Award finalist at kicker, and they've had Tavon Austin and Shelton Gibson as return men. But occasionally it's a sore subject so far this year, because they've haven't done well in the kicking game. Punting game's been all right, but for last year they set a record in the wrong way in both punt returns and kick return futility. So it's been up and down, depending on who's been back there.
Yeah. Well, it should be fun Saturday. And, Chris, hey, appreciate it. Thanks for the insight. And should be a good one in Morgantown. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. Chris Anderson from 24/7 Sports covers the West Virginia Mountaineers. And they will host Iowa State in Morgantown coming up on Saturday, just past 2:30 with the kickoff for that one. You can hear it right here on 1600 AM. We will take a break. And as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up a Dr. Pepper prize pack. We've been giving them away all week. Very, very popular here on the program. It includes a 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper, your choice, and some Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag, including a KGYM pint glass going out to our winner. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. And thank you, Steve, for helping us out with some Dr. Pepper product last night for Halloween out on the front lawn, which was an enormous success again for Halloween this year. We'll take a break, come back, let you know who our winner is, and get you ready for Bowling Night in America tonight after this.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble, get misty at the Hail Mary pass, or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store for your new fall look. Now through Sunday, get 50% off select outerwear, sweaters, and men's Arizona denim and tops. Plus, check out what's new in our Big and Tall shop. Find great styles of select items from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company starting at $11.99. We've got all the styles you need in your size, in-store and at jcp.com. Hurry in. Sale ends Sunday. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
O'Reilly. Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Clean clogged injectors and increase fuel efficiency with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Cole over in Wyoming. That's Wyoming, Iowa, Mark. Wyoming, Iowa, home of the Midland Eagles in the eight-man football playoffs.
It's possible somebody can be listening in Laramie.
Could be.
You know, go to our website and...
Going to have to go a long way to pick up a Dr. Pepper prize pack, but it would be worth it.
Appreciate you listening, Cole. Enjoy.
There you go. So we will have that coming up on Thursday and Friday as well. And hi, Rick. Rick from across the hall at Rob FM poking his head in right there. Another chance to win during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to have a watch that you could win from Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, the fine sponsors of our text line. They remind you the daylight savings time ends this Sunday, November the 5th at 2 o'clock in the morning. It turns to 1 o'clock very quickly, and they're going to have a free men's or women's watch courtesy of Hertine & Stocker Jewelers for you to win. They are on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. So that'll be coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock here this evening. Tonight, we're going to have, we got to make sure that one of our members of our team concentrates fully after about 7:20 tonight on his bowling, especially if we need his score, correct?
Well, we should have a game or a game and a half in by the time first pitch in game 7 of the World Series. And yeah, I don't blame Rusty Swires if he gets a substitute tonight and
I don't blame
stays
him
home and watches his Dodgers try to wrap up the World Series, first since 1988. And you know, that's the first Game 7 for the Dodgers since 1965.
First Game 7, yeah, that was in Minnesota, too.
It was indeed. Koufax beat him.
Yeah, after pitching, what, Game 5?
Yeah.
Sorry to bring up those memories for you.
That was a great series, too, but... yeah, Rusty, understandably, will have one eye on the TV come about 7:20, 7:30, but he'll be fine. He's a veteran.
What do we got tonight with the old Rusty Nails?
You know, we have Hop Electric, always a tough out, and Hop was third in the league last year. They're behind us this year, but, you know, I think we have to give them some pins. Rusty Nails, 19-13 on the year, tied for fourth after being drubbed last week.
Just drubbed. Couldn't help
by Durline scale. Well, the first place team in the mature Evergreen League. But we'll give it a run tonight on lanes 23 and 24 at May City Bowl. Perfectly positioned for Rusty, the TV, the bar, whatnot. And key for Rusty tonight is throw one ball. Don't have to worry about that spare ball.
No, just go sit down.
Go throw one, sit down. Yeah.
Him, Matt Young, others, Mr. Gardeman, all
yep.
rooting for the Dodgers.
All the Dodgers,
tonight.
Yep. I don't know any Astro fans out there, do you?
I don't, but there might be some tonight. We'll have to find out and see how that plays out. Whether you're an Astro fan or a Dodger fan, stop on by the Pro Shop, though, at May City Bowl, and they'll set you up. Clean your ball, whatever you need.
Indeed. If you got any questions about open bowling, party out there for your family or friends, give them a call, 362-0136. Great place to hold such an event, or visit the website maycitybowlcr.com.
All right, we will go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Your fantasy football questions for Chris, welcome at 319-366-1600 or your text at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Fighting Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
The quarterfinal round of the 2017 Iowa High School Football Playoffs come up this Friday night, and we will bring you a big 3A battle between a pair of the state's top programs. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty and me Friday night at 6:45 as number one Xavier entertains Davenport Assumption. The Saints look to extend their unbeaten season at home against the 8-2 Knights. That's Class 3A quarterfinal playoff football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Davenport Assumption at number one Xavier. Friday night at 6:45 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with Unash and Dukes. KGYM.
3:43, who wins tonight's World Series? Game 7, that is our Eagles Hideaway poll question coming your way here on KGYM. Dodgers or the Astros? Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. I'm going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Your questions are welcome for Chris at 319-366-1600, and we will do that coming up here in just a couple of moments.
Early returns, folks favoring the Astros, Scott. Not many, but...
still early. Early returns, as they say. And like I said, I can see a scenario where Houston wins it. They're going to have to get really good starting pitching thing tonight, but I'm sticking with my prediction of last night that if Houston didn't win Game 6, then the Dodgers were going to get it tonight. So we shall see, but we'll have it for you 7 o'clock tonight, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM.
Go ahead and send in your questions at the text line 366-1600, and Chris Liss is going to join us here momentarily, and
I won both my games last week.
I didn't. I have Deshaun Watson, Cam Newton, and Derek Carr, three quarterbacks. Why I'm piling up on quarterbacks, I have no idea, but I just can't seem to start the right one. I went with Cam Newton last week, and Deshaun Watson goes off. I'm convinced Deshaun Watson's the guy this week against Indianapolis. And, you know, watch him tweak an ankle in the first 8 minutes, you know. It's a tough situation.
I had Russell Wilson Jr. the third, and that was pretty good. Yeah. That was pretty good because he went toe-to-toe with Deshaun Watson.
You know, it's really interesting, with Ajayi going to Philadelphia, how that's not going to affect not only him, but the other players on that offensive unit. You know, what is Brock Osweiler going to do in Denver? Is he going to take the ball and run with it? And Kelvin Benjamin, can he contribute with the Bills right away? What's going to happen in Dallas with Ezekiel Elliott?
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Being suspended. Garoppolo, I don't expect to see right off the bat.
No, Kyle Shanahan, in fact, came out today and said that he can't promise Jimmy Garoppolo is even going to play this year. Now, what that means, you know, he's the quarterback of the future. There's no way that he's not going to be after the 49ers won the lottery to get him. 319-366-1600.
Why is he such a hot commodity?
Because he's a Patriot backup quarterback. Matt Cassel.
Out of Eastern Illinois.
Matt, same as Tony Romo,
Tony
by
Romo,
the way.
Yeah, and I get that, you know.
The Blue Panthers.
Quarterbacks from Maine and...
Delaware. Joe Flacco is from Delaware.
Yeah, I get it.
Got to see Joe Flacco play against UNI in a playoff game up in the Dome. And you could tell right away that Joe Flacco was going to be an NFL quarterback with that gun he had.
Started two games Garoppolo has in his career. Two.
Eh. What can I do? We got Chris. We're just about set to pick him up right here. So get your text ready at 319-366-1600. We'll have a good 11, 12 minutes of your text coming up. And Chris's appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications. And they are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports, fantasy football-wise, here on both the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn when they talked to Tristan Cockcroft. So thank you to I'm On for helping us out with that. Kyle's dialing.
No
and
Cajun.
He just gave me the go sign.
No, Cajun Troy, I'm not picking up my quarterback in Chicago. Yeah, you should be sorry about that TD reversal, too. Zach Miller woke up from his leg surgery and wanted to argue about
the call.
The call.
And still not a guy.
He nearly lost his leg.
Poor Bears have gotten bad. I mean, remember back the opener, what, 8-9 years ago? Ah, man. Been bad things happening to them out there. But Miller came out of surgery. Okay, that's
but
the
some
best
good
thing.
Things, too. Calvin Johnson wasn't allowed that touchdown. Yes. So it's gone both ways.
Weird things have happened in Bears games so far. And well, we got people lined up.
Time's ticking, Chris.
He's there. 319-366-1600. As we will talk and get Chris going coming up here shortly. Tomorrow, Paul Keels, Ohio State play-by-play man, will join us. Talk about the third-rated Buckeyes. And Gary Dolphin joins us coming up tomorrow as well. Iowa exhibition basketball tomorrow night as they will take on Belmont Abbey. They're Canadian, eh? So we'll have that for you coming up tomorrow evening. Chris List joining us here every Wednesday, joins us courtesy of I'm On Communications. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Scott?
Hey, doing great. I got two wins last week and the Chiefs won, so that's darn perfect weekend right there.
Nice.
Russell Wilson helped out quite a bit, though.
Yeah, he had a nice game, about 450, and he had 30 on the ground, 4 touchdowns. What a great game. It was really a terrible day of football, except for that one game with the Texans and Seahawks. It was really exciting.
Game of the year so far. Mark Kittem.
Yeah, questions piling up for you on the text line, Chris. 0656 is in a half-point PPR league, needs one receiver, one flex out of these four. A.J. Green, parentheses, the Jags D scares me. Tyreek Hill, Michael Crabtree, Will Fuller.
Wow. Ooh, that's a tough call between those receivers and flex. I guess I sit Fuller, even though it's an easy matchup, because he doesn't get that many targets. And it's Crabtree, Green, and who's the other guy that we set?
Tyreek Hill.
Ugh, I don't love Tyreek Hill. But I'm going to say A.J. Green and Tyreek Hill, despite the Jaguars.
1288 is in a half-point PPR and needs a flex. Abdullah or Corey Davis?
You got to go Abdullah until Davis gets involved in the offense. He could have a huge day, but it's also a tough defense, so Abdullah.
Let's get Pat on the line here and bring him in right now. Pat, good afternoon. Do you have a question?
Yes. For a running back, I got four guys. DeAndre Washington, Garrett Blunt, Fournette, and Frank Gore.
Fournette for sure. Yep. And then it's between Gore and
Blunt and Washington.
Probably Blunt. I'm going to say Gore. I don't like Gore, but he's going to get 12 or 13 carries. So I'll take Gore.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. 319-366-1600. And more texts.
Would you go for Smith or McFadden in an auction free agency?
Morris. But if you had to choose, I'd probably go McFadden.
Morris is rostered, he says so. Yeah. And what tight ends would you target on a waiver wire to fill in this week?
It's not a bad question. I'm trying to think of what I just picked up myself, actually. There's a guy, Jonnu Smith, on the Titans, if Delanie Walker is out, if the deep league. In a shallower league, you know, maybe an Austin Seferian Jenkins is there. Maybe who's the guy like Nick O'Shaughnessy or whatever his name is on the Bills? Sometimes get some targets with Charles Clay out, but it's not great.
So 27-12, 10-team, one quarterback league. Do I keep three QBs on my team? He's got Watson, Prescott, and Winston, or does he drop Winston?
You drop Winston, but what you try to do is trade Watson. As great as Watson is. You have enough you might be able to get an elite running back or wide receiver. You shouldn't trade him unless you get an elite running back or wide receiver for him. But the guy that you'll be able to trade right now is Watson.
8258's wondering if you have any speculation how many carries Jay Ajayi will get this week.
I think you got to wait until we hear more from the coaches, but right now it doesn't seem like a whole lot, and it's not even a guarantee that he plays. I think going forward he'll be the leader of that committee. But unfortunately, Blunt is there, and that would take away goal line, and it's not like Ajayi is really a receiver either. So, you know, he may end up being like a between the 20s guy, but it's not great for his value.
33-35, is Josh Gordon a good pickup?
If you got nothing else that you care about, sure. He's meeting with the NFL. Sure, pick him up.
94-37, yeah. Bortles or Flacco?
Oof, so gross. I'm going to say Flacco against the Titans.
Good question here. 14-55, Kelvin Benjamin goes to the Bills. Should I start him this week?
I don't think he's playing this week, so no.
91-36, he traded for Ajayi 1 hour before he was traded to Philly. And I think you just answered this question. Start him or Mixon?
I would go Mixon, even though it's not a great match. But the Jaguars aren't great against the run. And Ajayi may long-term benefit from this. It's just, it's hard to see in the short term, and we're not even sure. I mean, it couldn't get that much worse than it was in Miami. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, 97-61. How much longer can he ride the Will Fuller train? Is he a legitimate weekly starter?
He is, but he's going to be boom or bust. I mean, he can't keep catching 70-yard touchdowns. It's just not sustainable. But he's going to get 6-10 targets a week, and they're going to be down the field. And when they hit, they're going to hit. And so, yeah, you can start him. He's kind of like, just think Deshaun Jackson in previous years. You know, you don't really know when you're going to get it, but when it comes, it's going to be big.
66-87, asking the question of many Ezekiel Elliott owners, which Dallas quarterback or Dallas running back this week?
I'd prefer Morris, but I'm not sold that Zeke is out. He just appealed to the Second Circuit.
Mm.
They asked for an expedited hearing by Friday, and they also applied for a stay. So what happened was in the district court, they lost with a judge whose husband happened to work for a firm that represented the NFL, which is a little shady. But they also asked her for a stay, and she refused it. Obviously, it's the same judge that already rejected them. Then they went to the appeals court, and they had to expedite that. And what they're trying to say is, while you're waiting to rule on the appeal, can we stay the suspension for another week? So there's a chance he'll play. There's a chance he'll play.
He's going to play against my Chiefs. I'm already knowing.
Yeah.
58-72 isn't a half-point PPR. Cam Newton or Tyrod Taylor?
I recommended Newton over Watson last week, so now I'm a little shell-shocked. I guess I'm going to say Newton against the Falcons.
Ryan from Walford is in a half-point per completion league. Wilson or Wentz?
Wilson.
72-95, was T.J. Yeldon a one-week wonder, or is he worth starting?
No, he's a one-week wonder because Leonard Fournette is back, or presumably back.
Yeah, 91-36, Ed Dixon, a good tight end?
No, he had that one big game. Olsen's still not back for a couple weeks, though. If you're desperate, that's one of those guys, you know, you said, who could you pick up? You could pick him up. It's a good matchup against Atlanta.
From the 515 over in Central Iowa, 86-50, buy low on Mariota. He was great in the second half last year. Would he do it again?
Yes, buy low. Yep, good idea.
54-29. Doyle or Graham at tight end? That's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. Doyle went crazy last week. I'll say Graham, but I'm biased. I have Graham everywhere, but it's close.
57-53 is in a PPR league. Should I trade James White for Jay Ajayi?
I would. More upside for Ajayi.
26-49. QB for the rest of the year, Winston or McCown?
Yeah, for the rest of the year, Winston. But, yeah, it's not pretty. But, yes, I would take Winston.
72-95. Should I start Jordy Nelson or trade him? If trade, what is the ceiling I can get for him?
Not high. I mean, I don't really see the big market. I mean, maybe his name value gets you something, but I doubt it. And so, you know, I we'll see. They had a bye week last week, so maybe Brett Hundley got it together. But, I mean, they were just, you know, Jordy Nelson right now is not even a top 50 player, not even a top 100 player. He's borderline top 100. So, you know, I don't think trading is going to get you much.
I think they're going to be better this Monday night. Just a hunch with that off week.
58-99, Mariota or Winston?
This week I would go, they both have tough matchups. No, Winston's at the Saints. I would go Winston this week.
Wes in the 712 area code. Powell, Nelson, or Tate for a flex spot?
If it's Golden Tate, then Tate.
74-88, Andy Dalton or Josh McCown?
They're both in really bad situations. but I'm going to say McCown, but it's not good.
Why are folks so enamored with Jimmy Garoppolo?
Because there was some hype. I don't know if the Patriots just kind of, you know, fooled everybody, but they were talking about how, you know, they thought he was going to be the next star after Brady.
If he played in Buffalo, nobody would care, Chris.
Yeah, probably. But they were hyping him up, and the problem is that even though Brady's 40, he said he wants to play 5 more years, and Garoppolo's 26. He's not 22, so he can't just sit around and wait. So they had to get rid of him. They got a second-round pick. He's not going to play this week in San Francisco, but I'm almost positive he's going to audition before the end of the season. In a 1QB league, I don't see him in that, you know, with those receivers doing anything really important. But in the QB flex or 2QB league, he's worth a pickup. And then next year, you know, with Shanahan as the coach, it could be very interesting.
Matt Castle, that's all I have to say. Tell us a little bit about rotowire.com, all the things you have to offer, Chris.
Yeah, we got basketball going full swing. Obviously, football's still going. You can get all of our rankings for your week. Scratches, people are hurt, everything last-minute news. rotowire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. You don't need a credit card. You just sign up. Log in, you get everything we have, and then 10 days later, you get asked whether you really want to subscribe. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
All right, Chris. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you on the lanes tonight, Mark.
Sounds good.
All right. Game 7 coming up tonight at 7 o'clock.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound or the moon?